most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Coalition leader and senior vice president at Big D Construction, Forrest McNabb.
Doug, thank you so much.
Doug Wright.
What is a solution that helps people in need and also provides a safe environment?
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, when we heard about this at the tail end of last week, I thought, wow. You know, on one hand, we all want a better educated populace. It's something that the Founding Fathers deemed was absolutely essential for our form of government, that the people be educated, that they be engaged, and the governor himself has a plan to get more and more Utahns with a college degree, a focus on getting more women to actually complete the degree. That's one little kind of fly in the ointment when you look at the higher educated nature of the populace of the state of Utah. But at the same time, when we hear this is the headline that was out the other day, Obama to unveil proposal for tuition-free community college. Well, gosh, that sounds peachy, but the first thing that came to mind for me is, what will the standards be? Who is going to pay for it? Well, a lot of questions honestly came up, and I thought, well, who better to talk to than the Commissioner of Higher Education here in the state of Utah, and that's my friend Dave Buehler. Dave, welcome. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's great to be with you.
What was your gut reaction when you heard about this, that the president basically wants, and I'm assuming, but there is a lot of assumption here because we don't have a lot of the details, but I'm assuming we're talking about state community colleges, and then there are also what constitutes a community college, but we'll get into that in a minute. What was your gut reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was anything that encourages college attendance and affordability is positive. So whenever the conversation turns to that, that's a good thing. Obviously, we'll need to watch and wait for details and to see if this even happens. That's a big if.
Yeah, I was interested to see what the standards were, and that apparently the president's proposal in whatever form it currently is would cover the tuition for community college students who attend classes half the time, at least, maintain a GPA of 2.5 or higher, and make, quote, steady progress toward a degree.
Right. Well, the federal government has a program currently which could be augmented in a way that would achieve this that seems a little more simple, and that's Pell Grants. Mm-hmm. And actually, for Utahns who qualify for the maximum Pell Grant now, community college is free as far as tuition. Now, there may be other costs that are not covered, but the full amount of Pell Grants exceeds what the tuition is at community colleges or even at institutions like Weber State University or Utah Valley University. And one thing that would be a big plus is if the federal government went back to allowing summer Pell, so students could use the Pell Grant in summer, not just fall and spring semesters. And so there's some changes that could be made that are less dramatic than this that would have a very positive impact.
You mentioned UVU. You mentioned Weber State. I think Dixie is also in this, that offers a two-year program. Are they then technically under the president's plan a community college?
Well, that's one of the big question marks because, of course, we have a lot of students at those institutions as well as Salt Lake Community College and Snow College, and they have a dual mission. And that's a little different for Utah than other places around the country where they have a lot of community colleges. And it's been a model that's worked very well for us because you're able to have one administration and students may go in thinking of they're getting a skill certificate or that may be their goal or a two-year degree. And then when they're there, they realize, hey, you know what? I could do this. I could do a four-year degree. And they don't even have to change schools. They can just keep going. And so there's some very positive things about it, and it's not known, at least I don't know, whether this proposal would cover those students or not.
Yeah, and so much is at this point unclear. So a lot of these things we're talking somewhat speculatively and also maybe a little theoretically. Is there something to, and I recognize that there are some kids that some come from a background or some student at whatever age that comes from circumstances where paying a tuition, even a relatively modest state tuition at a community college, it's absolutely a daunting thing that,
right.
that perhaps could really scuttle it and keep them from becoming college educated. However, there are many people that for whom it's not a particular hardship. And so is this going to be across the board blanket offered to everybody?
Well, that's what it sounds like. And so, again, you know, one of the things I read that was in one of the national publications was, would this mostly help upper income or upper middle income, because the lower income are already covered by Pell? And I think that's an interesting question, because if we're trying to help those where the affordability is a major issue, there may be ways to target that, you know, more directly and really help those people. And there definitely are a number of people where affordability is a big issue. One of the things that my office has been working on with our K through 12 partners and our higher ed, you know, our institutional partners, is to go into the high schools in the fall and have college application week, where we help students who would likely be first-generation students see what it takes to apply for college, see how you fill it out, how you fill out the application, how you apply for federal financial aid, because it's called the FAFSA, the application for financial aid. There's a lot of students who qualify who don't even realize they qualify. And so that can be a big help. The maximum Pell right now is about $5,700 a year. And that is more than our tuition at a number of our institutions. Now, that's the maximum. It depends on their income and family size and a lot of factors. But that can be a big help to students who have affordability challenges.
Dave, could you stay just a second more? When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the priorities for higher education as we approach the legislative session coming up. And then also, if indeed this idea does take root, if indeed it does follow the formula which the president seems to be proposing, that the federal government would pay 75% of the cost, at least of the tuition, and the state would pay 25%. I'm always a little curious to find out where that money's coming from. We'll continue our conversation with the Commissioner of Higher Education here in the state of Utah. Dave Buehler is our guest on today's Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.
The Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
Commissioner of Higher Education Dave Buehler is on the line with us. And Dave, thank you for staying for another quick segment here. Before we leave the topic of perhaps a free education at a community college level and talk about the Utah State Legislature and how that will affect higher education and what some of the goals are this year, the president's proposal, if I understand it correctly, is that the states would pony up 25%, the federal government would pony up 75%, all good, fine, and dandy. But who,
sure.
where does that money come from?
Well, that's another thing that's really an unknown, because here's the other thing that I don't think was addressed, is that the cost of college in Utah, and it varies, you know, for different institutions, and it varies certainly around the country a great deal, but the cost of education is in our higher ed system on average is 50% tuition and 50% from the state. Now, I assume that the president is focused on the tuition piece, and that 75% of these tuitions, wherever those are applied, would be covered with an additional 25% there. But there's also the cost that the state would need to pick up if there's additional students. So, again, this just raises a lot of questions, although I do think the focus is a positive one, and I don't want to lose sight of that.
Yeah, I like what you said. Any conversation about, you know, increasing the opportunities and having a better educated populace, providing opportunity, is a good thing to talk about. But boy, it really seems to me that the devil here is in the details.
Yes.
The legislative session just around the corner.
Yes.
And you have served in a legislative capacity. You have worked within some of the administrations, now as Commissioner of Higher Education. As you anticipate this upcoming legislative session, what are some of the opportunities? What are some of the challenges? And I think I was reading that you're going for, what, about a 9.7% budget increase from the legislators?
Yes, that's right. Well, the legislature will be upon us soon, and we're looking forward to working with them Utah has traditionally put a lot of priority in supporting higher education, which we appreciate, and we hope for the same this year. Fortunately, the economy is doing well. State revenues are up, and revenues that can go to public or higher education leading the way. And so our priorities are basically to receive the resources that we can do the things that we need to do to be able to keep tuition low, to have a minimal tuition increase next year. That includes the state share of employee compensation, helping with student supporting student participation so that we can hire more faculty. We're starting to see an uptick in enrollment, and we think that will only continue as the LDS missionaries come home and just with our young population as well. But I mean the missionaries from that surge a year or so ago, a couple of years ago now, we are asking for funding for the distinctive missions of the institutions, and also to expand performance funding, which is where institutions, as they meet certain benchmarks, can receive some incentive money to help them meet those benchmarks that will improve quality and access and affordability of higher education.
I remember when you helped facilitate or did facilitate the gathering of all of the presidents of our universities and colleges. Yes. In the state of Utah. The only one that wasn't here that day because of a conflict was President Pershing from the University of Utah. And I can remember the discussion. It was interesting you'd mentioned this. Boy, well, all of a sudden when that major announcement was made by Thomas S. Monson, president of the Church of
right.
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, about a very significant, if not somewhat even radical change in the time frame in which missionaries could go out. Wow, it caused a little bit of drainage in the college system, and now they're getting back in the loop. Is it a huge issue in the state?
Well, it's just something we want to be ready for. We want to make sure that when students enroll in college that they can get the courses that they need, that we have the capacity. Another part of addressing capacity is buildings. We have a number of building priorities which we're advancing to the legislature, and there's a lot of talk in the state about STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have at the top of our list four STEM buildings that would provide laboratory space, and in some cases replace old space and add capacity in other situations. And fortunately, there's some one-time money available, so we're hopeful that some of those needs might be met by the legislature this year.
Dave, very quickly, what do you sense, having been a legislator, you were my state senator for a period of time, what is the temperament on Capitol Hill for education overall, but higher education specifically this year?
Well, I think that the temperature is good. I think that there is definitely an understanding of the importance of education, and you know, I should probably limit myself to higher education since I certainly don't speak for K-12, but obviously it all fits together, and their needs are important to us as well. But I think there is a real recognition that higher education helps citizens be self-sustaining and contribute to society. Sometimes we share with legislators the data on where the taxes come from, and the tax revenue mostly comes from those who have a college education, mm-hmm. not surprisingly, because they have the higher incomes and are able to pay more in taxes. And so investing in higher education has a great return for the individual, but also for the state as a whole.
Dave, I always appreciate your willingness to join us here at KSL.
My pleasure.
We'll watch this session carefully and hopefully be chatting with you again soon.
I hope so. I'll look forward to it.
Commissioner of Higher Education Dave Buehler with us at KSL News Radio.